Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. The Lord our God is good, and He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, having much to say to His people who love Him. All of His people God loves dearly, and His wisdom surpasses all wisdom. Some people govern their lives with radio wisdom. The music they listen to, the comments they hear, is that enough to govern your whole life? Probably not. In most cases, no. Unless it's the gospel of the Lord. And sometimes people, they govern their lives by television wisdom, the shows they see. Remember, everything looks good and sounds good. But when you, whatever you trust, if it's not the Word of God, it will not work. Sometimes people govern their lives with talk show host wisdom. And that's the voice of the crowd. Will it work? Probably not. But there's a wisdom that has been proven in every nation and in every tongue. There are people who have believed on Jesus Christ, and they live by a wisdom that surpasses all understanding. It's far better. I even heard of a tribal people. A missionary came and taught the gospel, and eventually he died. And the raiders came, other tribes that were mean, and it had been a while since they had a preacher, but they remembered that they had authority. And they prayed in the name of the God who suffered for us. They didn't even know His name, but they said, "The God who suffered for us." And immediately the Lord worked on their behalf. Now, Jesus suffered and died for us. People all over the world have been blessed. This nation is, even though it's not perfect, this nation is very strong because there are so many people that love God. They have freedom here. The Protestant church founded this country and built it on biblical principles. Even our Constitution is derived of sermons. It's the wisdom of God. That's why slaves were eventually able to be set free here. See, people were, that real Christian people put things in motion, and they came up with the Constitution, and it was not just men, that was God too. They used the sermons, and the sermons shaped this Constitution. People don't know, a lot was not taught in our schools because the enemy wants to destroy the foundation. And I got scripture for it. He wants to destroy the foundation. Now, God builds on foundation. In our Constitution, it says all men are created equally, and it honors God. And it's true. And they tried to dance around it. But if you know your history, John Quincy Adams, he overturned the gag rule. He spent most of his life after being a president. He went back to Congress, and he overturned the gag rule. And then by the time he overturned the gag rule, and he eventually died. But Abraham Lincoln came, and they abolished. They were able to abolish slavery. See, for years for many years they wouldn't even talk about the slavery problem because it was openly against the Constitution itself, and they tried to make it legal. See, you have to have a dedicated people to make dedicated laws. You have to have, it was put in place by godly people, but what happens to godly people? Eventually they die out. Everybody's going to die. Even if you get saved, your body's going to perish. And then he's going to raise us up at the same time. See, at the rapture, the dead in Christ will rise first. And those who are remaining, they'll be quickened. The quick will be taken off the earth. You'll see people vanish when the rapture happens. People that were really in love with God, people, Christians who really loved God, they're going to disappear. God's going to take them so he can judge. He's not going to judge the earth while they're here. Just like he didn't judge the Sodom and Gomorrah until Lot walked out. And since there's nowhere to walk to, he's going to judge the whole earth, so he's got to take us off the planet. But people that don't believe in the power of God, they won't believe that. Proud men don't look to God. Humble people look to God. Obedient people look to God. And when you look to God, you can receive from him. And he can help you. He can bless you. It's not legal for God to operate in your life against your will. And if you study the scriptures correctly, they teach that before the Lord judged the earth, he's going to take his people out, the obedient ones. Now, people that's playing with the world, he'll have to leave them here. And I don't know when this, now these are pre-recorded broadcasts, so there's a high chance that the rapture can happen before this broadcast. If it do, you'll know it. And if it don't, you'll know it. But the time is so close, I have to make mention of these things. There's a wisdom that you're going to have to live by the word of God regardless. Those that are left, you can still believe on Jesus Christ. Those that are taken, they're in his presence. And if the rapture don't happen before this broadcast airs, then get saved so that you can go with those who love God. Now, talking about the love of God, it's important. That's the foundation. Love is always the foundation of what God does. That's first and foremost. When you have the life of God, you have the love of God in you in real time. And God loves us. He cares about us. Every part of your life, because he, just like you care about your children's, every part of their life, you care about it, the total person. You want them to be healthy, wealthy, wise. You want them to have good marriages, healthy children, a happy home, a good paying job, an advancing career, a thriving business. You know, you want good things for you. God is the same way. And he wants good things for you. Not just your children. Not just your spouse. People need to be healthy. And the devil wants to destroy everything that's good in your life. He wants to destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy your potential. He wants to destroy your children. He wants to have you in a work situation that you hate. He wants to make you miserable, full of pain and agony. But the wisdom of God will overturn all that. Now the world, when people love the world, they accept things just so they can play in the world. Many years ago, there used to be the rappers used to say, "I'll just charge that to the game." That's not the way to live. Disaster happens out of disobedience. The Lord even taught me that disobedience is the first cause of poverty. I'm going to say that again. Disobedience to God is the first cause of poverty. You're living in a way that's opposite to God's will, and it won't work, and it's going to cost you. Sin is expensive. If you're going to sin, just let me tell you, it's very expensive. It costs you everything, and ultimately your life. Now, everybody that go to hell, they'll never drink water again. They'll never eat fruit again. They'll never see the sun again. They'll never enjoy time again. They decided to live separated from God, and they did not, they refused to go live in God's kingdom. They refused the life of God. If you reject the life of God, you reject the kingdom with it. False folk. The Lord told me just yesterday on Sunday, when I did the day I'm doing the broadcast is Monday, but I was after the praise team finished, the Lord spoke to me and said, false focus, false future. If a person has a false focus, they're going to have a false future with it. There's a future attached to every choice you make. You're shaping your future by every choice you make. Are your decisions based on talk show host wisdom, radio, everyday radio wisdom, R&B wisdom, rap wisdom, or the word of God? Can a man live by rock and roll wisdom? What about television series wisdom? Your life will be like theirs and less glamorous. But if you live with the foundation of God's word, and I always like to I always admonish people to look at what did the word of God teach when he came? The Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 4 through chapter 8. And also 1 Peter. The whole book of 1 Peter. It will structure your life. And you can live by the wisdom of God. Now these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. And they're on there in real time. And I thank the Lord for his wisdom. If you govern your life by the wisdom of the Proverbs, a man finished college. He did well in school. He finished college. He went through so many jobs. I think 9 jobs in 1 year. Never found the right job in his field. And he got down. He talked to a friend of his, and his friend happened to be a Christian man. His friend said, "Look, you tried your way. Why don't you just study the Proverbs every day? Read a chapter every day and study the Proverbs." And govern your life by the Proverbs in the Bible. And he did. He went from job hopping and never getting the right job to having a thriving multi-million dollar business. See, the Lord did, his word works. But now, if you're looking at Christians and say, well, Christian, the life of Christians is not much better than mine. You're probably right. Because most Christians I know, they spend very, very, very little time in God's word. They don't have a healthy study regimen. I'm sorry to say that. I don't even like saying it. And then on top of that, they hardly pray either. Now, people who pray and have a relationship with the Lord, And also study God's word, they have the healthiest life. If they can be led by the Holy Spirit. See, some people only take small steps. They'll ask the Lord about questions that concern their everyday routine. They don't ask the Lord for his deep wisdom, how to run a business, how to manage their goals and bring things to pass. There are so many, I know some wonderful musicians, and they love God. They're just as talented as they are anointed, and they're very anointed. I know a lot of them. Well, I know 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 men right now that are very talented musicians, and 4 of them is anointed. Now, but people don't ask the Lord how to market what they have. They don't even ask. They don't even ask. They don't even ask him. But they write some of the most beautiful songs. If they went on the radio and their songs would be hits. And if they were marketed right, they'd be standing room only. It's off the chain what they can do, but they don't know how to do it. But see, when you involve God, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. He can give you the wisdom of the Proverbs. He can give you wisdom and direction and get your dreams off the ground. But most Christians don't ask, so the world don't know. Now, I tell people to follow God, but because they don't see people following God, it's hard to find people who will truly follow God and thoroughly do what he say do. That's very far and few between. Now, some people, they follow God in ministry. They'll preach what God say. But when it comes to life and living everyday life, they don't know how to run a business. And if they do, they run it for somebody else. They don't know how to organize one. And people know how to do their jobs well, but they don't know how to get their dreams off the ground. And the Holy Spirit does. And I know this. And anybody that'll draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to them and help them get their dreams off the ground. Many good people, they're going to go to heaven with regrets. And their biggest regrets are going to be they did not ask the Lord to guide them and make the goals that they had come to pass. Even when the Lord presents something to them, some people don't even do what God gives them to do, because their pastors didn't do it, or the leaders didn't do it, or it's something too new. And they don't know how to start. And the Lord will tell them what to do, and they do something else. And they never get it off the ground. They never get his, you know, well, most people don't. Few people get what God gave them to do off the ground. And they need so much help that they could take it even further if the people if they had vision in their hearts. We could do so much more. And that's really not enough. You have to be resilient against pride. Because when God do something in a superseding way, it's the enemy will come and try to tempt you to be in pride, as if you did it. But if you're mature enough to be resilient and hate the ways of pride and stay in the love of God and be unmovable and steadfast, then the Lord can work with you and do the greater works. And he can take what you have and do something wonderful with it. Now, I've tried to share this with people, and it's like they have no appetite for it, judging by the countenance and what they do. They're instead of saying, well, hey, this is true, they think of whatever else is on their mind, they start talking about that. And they kind of ignore following God. And some musicians, they start playing in clubs. They get, they love music so much, and they want it to be their career. And then they start playing in clubs, and then they backslide, and then their life is all messed up. Because they would not trust God with their life. That's not God's best. If you draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you. If you study 1 Peter and walk in love with his people, you're touching God's heart. And he can share more revelation with you. He did when I asked him to teach me how to love his people. He taught me many things. He taught me how to run a business. He taught me how to run it better. He taught me how to things that I, even the field that I was trained in, he taught me more about it. And things I could do when things get hard. Sometimes vehicles are hard, cars are hard to work on. Sometimes the bolts are stripped. And the Lord give me wisdom for every time I need it. Every time. And though my life is busy, it's not glamorous because I'm so busy. And I'm so busy because people don't help you do God's will much. But I don't mind. He gave me this anointing, and I'm going to do something with it. I can't wait on churches to help me do it. I have to do what I can do. So do you. Sometimes people are just not going to help you because they don't want to. And they really don't have to. But I thank God for everybody that has helped me do this broadcast. I've been blessed. Most people won't help you, but some will. You know, one lady helped me for years. And I thank God for her. She was a blessing. And God is mightily moving by His Spirit. And I thank God for everybody who has it in their heart to do His perfect will. And I'll warn you, when you talk about walking in love, see, people want you to love who they love and hate who they hate. But I don't hate people. And I'm not going to hate who you hate. I don't run people down. You know, in election years, it's popular to talk, you know, the Democrats want you to hate the Republicans. And the Republican people want you to hate the Democrat. That's not acceptable to God. God loves people. Yeah, but they do this wrong. That's not an excuse. He still loves the people. Yeah, but they don't like me. That's regardless of the point. God loves people. And I'm not here to represent Thurston. I'm here to represent Jesus to everybody. And I pray for people. People that I know like me, I pray for them. People that I know don't like me, I pray for them too. Now, and it's not fake love. It's unfeigned love. It's real love. I can truly say that every president since the time I've been a Christian, I have prayed for them earnestly. The ones that was popular and the ones that was not. Now, half the country is going to like one and hate the other, but I don't do that. I get involved with so many conversations and people hate the president. They did it when Bush was in office. They did it when Clinton was in office. They did it when Obama was in office. And they do it now that Trump's in office. And how can I side with them and hate the president and then go and ask God to bless him and give him wisdom so that I can live a peaceable life? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I side with Jesus. I pray for the presidents because the weight of this country is on their shoulder. And Satan is trying to destroy them. And people slander them. And it's just not right. And so it is with everybody. It's not popular to love everybody. But I do it because that's what God said do. And I found it to be true and wise. And I have no regrets for loving His people. And I asked Him to teach me how to love people because I knew I didn't have the wisdom. So I asked God for knowledge and wisdom so that I could love people like He loves me. Now, the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That means people that you like, treat them right. Do them like you want to be done. People that don't like you, treat them right anyway. Do right by them. Do no different than how you want them to treat you. With respect and kindness. And I've seen people tuned up to be mean, and I would treat them right anyway. And then some people became friends. Some people felt bad about how they were initially, and they actually became friendly. And some of them even got saved. Is it worth it? This man gets to live forever in Jesus. He has the power to become, he's received the power to become another son of God. What's going to happen to his advice? He starts telling people about Jesus. What's going to happen to his influence at home? He's going to start teaching his children God's word. He has the potential to become a better husband, a better brother, a better father, a better son to his dad. Why? Because Jesus is now in his life. Why? Because he was somebody who represented Jesus right. It didn't say, love everybody except the president. It didn't say, love everybody except your enemies. He said, be kind to all men. It works. Or you can go, you can live by talk show host wisdom, and people will laugh and clap, and they'll, you know, you're a friend of the world. But the wisdom always fails, unless you do it, unless they happen to say what God said. The wisdom of God stands, and we just have to work the word of God in order to have his best in our lives. Now, I say these things sincerely. I don't have a political agenda, but I care about people, and I love people like God loves me. And I don't regret it. I want to love everybody. And even though it ain't popular, I don't care how popular it is, as long as I obey God in this. If I can love people, I can do anything. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I know that loving God is the key. His wisdom is first. Doing what he said do is very important to me. And I hope it's important to everybody that hears these broadcasts and everybody in the world even. Because God is true to us. He did us right. He loves every family. And he loves every person. And he cares about every individual. And I do too. I want to see you in your best condition. I want you to thrive in life. I want you to know what God can do. And I want you to, you know, overcome all the obstacles that's trying to, that Satan would use to hold you back. Because true life is in Christ. True life is in him. And the word of God is the knowledge of love. And the more you love, the more you live. If you want wisdom from God, ask. If you want a better situation, ask for it. If you want better friends, ask for wisdom and how to be friendly, how to be a blessing. Whatever you lack knowledge of, it's wise to pray for knowledge and wisdom, counsel and hope, so that you can live a healthy and peaceable life. And remember, your prayers avail much. So pray for your people. Pray for your country. Pray for the president, whether you voted for him or not, or whether you didn't vote at all. Pray anyway, because your prayers avail much. It's very important. Prayer works. That was a time that slaves would pray in America that God would overturn that slavery. And the whole country was stirred up. And that's precisely. Slavery was abolished because of prayer. And not just from the slaves. Free people also prayed to God for it to end. They knew it was wrong. They knew it was satanic. And real Christian people prayed, and God heard that prayer. And I thank God he did. It's a blessing to be free. So don't think your prayers are disqualified just because people don't believe. But you believe. And you want a God. Because if you take him at his word, you'll have the success he provided. Now on that note, I'm out of time, and the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.